Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at gcnlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening and welcome to the broadcast. Great to be with you. I just had one of those crazy weeks. I started feeling like a cold was coming on Tuesday morning. So I texted my martial arts instructor at 5 a.m. and I told her, I'm not going to be in this morning for my private lesson and for the regular class that I attend on Tuesday. And I thought, oh, it'll probably just be a one-day deal and I'll be over it. And man, I have been sick all week. And, you know, it's not just a cold, but I think I had a touch of the flu and now my wife is sick. But I love this weather. I love this change of the seasons. I don't know if it's because I'm now 50 years old that these sicknesses hit me a little bit harder than they did when I was younger. But with you tonight, I feel like I'm on the other side of this thing, and hopefully we'll have a voice that will be powerful enough to take me through our two-hour adventure this evening. In hour number two, our guest is Bible prophecy guy L.A. Marzulli, and he has a brand new book out called Days of Chaos. And wow, could that title not be more correct? Just look at this week. I mean, right now in South Carolina, I am looking at pictures on the internet of cars floating down what look like rivers, which used to be city streets. It is so bad that they're closing many of the highways. I believe Interstate 95 is even affected by this. The governor of South Carolina is describing the flooding, get this, as 1,000-year flood levels. 1,000-year flood levels. Now, you just so you know what that means that actuaries have determined that this level of flooding would only occur by chance every 1,000 years. Now, what that means in terms of insurance and all that, generally when you buy flood insurance, it's based on the 100-year statistic, whether or not it's likely that you are in a so-called 100-year floodplain. This is a 1,000-year flood. And honestly, I have not been watching the weather all that closely, but there's just some weird things going on with the weather. There's this hurricane, of course, this Hurricane Joaquin, which is off the coast of the Carolinas. I know that is developing, that is responsible for some of this rain, but apparently some of this rain that's flooding the Carolinas is just part of other weather patterns. And now the brunt of the rain from Joaquin is going to be also hitting the Carolinas over the next 24 hours. So this is, I mean, we're talking flooding here of epic biblical proportions. I mean, this is really, really scary flooding. And they're telling people to stay in your homes. It's literally taking your life into your own hands to get into your car and drive down the street. Because what's happening is streets that are dry in a moment could be rushing rivers if dams break and the flood level continues to rise and the water's looking for a place to go. It doesn't happen gradually like you would expect. In some cases, it might in some areas. But there are certainly scenarios where you're just driving your car down the road and here comes a wave of water. And where do you go? What do you do? So they're saying stay in your house. They're also warning people, don't go outside and play in the water. They're showing pictures of people on the news letting their children go out on the street and swim in this and run around and splash each other. The problem is that much of this water is now filthy. It's filled with all manner of bacteria, including sewage waste. And this is something that could kill you. You get some sort of an amoeba infection. You could die in a matter of 24 to 48 hours with certain infections you can get from just normal reservoirs. But you talk about this water, which is washing over dirty streets, washing through the sewers, washing through storm drains, and they have kids out splashing in the water. So they're telling people just stay inside. You know, don't be out playing in the water. Don't even take your car out of the driveway. They're closing the schools. They're closing all the government offices. It's really something. And they're saying that the worst has not yet happened, that this is going to continue to worsen for at least another 24 hours. So I'm just thinking about, you know, if you check your flight, if you have a flight that's connecting in the Carolinas, maybe you're not going to be able to take that flight. If you're going to take a driving trip and you're going to be heading on I-95 north or south going through that zone, maybe you need to take a look at what's happening on the news. They're also warning people about downed power lines and the possibility of electrocution, even in your own home. So you go to your house and you see that your house is flooded. And the first thing you think is, well, I'm just going to go in there and try to turn on my emergency flood pump or do something to deal with this. And you get electrocuted because the power is still running to your house. So there's all kinds of things that can happen. And so, my goodness, if you're listening to us in that part of the country, please, please be extra careful. There's no reason to lose your life. They say that already, and there's probably more than this, but as far as they know, three people have already lost their lives from the flooding. And this is just from what they know so far. So very, very strange. All right, we want to welcome another new sponsor to the broadcast tonight. And this is really cool. If you're somebody that likes gadgets, and I love gadgets. In fact, Amazon.com has a delivery at my house probably every day of the week. And my daughters, who they just moved out, praise God, they're college age, and they go through these periods where they have an apartment, and then they move back, and then they get another apartment, and they just moved out. And we love having them around here, but, you know, it's nice when it's just me and my wife and the dogs. But I digress. They always tease me about the boxes showing up from Amazon and all the gadgets I buy. But here's a gadget you can grab for free from a new sponsor of ours. And all you need to do is go to the website escapefromcar.com. Write that down, escapefromcar.com. Now, we're talking right now about the flooding in South Carolina. Can you imagine being in a car, whether you go off of a bridge, off of an embankment, or you just get caught on a flooded street? Can you imagine being trapped inside a car? Well, how does that happen? Well, two things. What do you do if your car is submerged in water? Your electrical system in the car is going to go dead, right? So if you have electric locks, how do you get those doors open? That's a tough problem, right? And then you also have the water pressure. Even if the doors aren't locked, the doors are going to want to stay shut. It's going to be very difficult to get those doors open. So there is a little device, and they're actually giving this away for free. Go to their website. It's a little device. It's going to be hard for me to explain it to you, but it's a little device that you carry around with you on your keychain. And it has a button on it that you press. You put it up against the window. You press the button and it shatters the glass and boom, you're out. And it even works underwater. It also has a little razor blade built into it that you can use to cut yourself out of a seatbelt. Really, really cool little device. All they ask is you pay a little bit for the shipping costs for this, but otherwise it's free. It's a promotion they're doing. We're glad to have them with us as a sponsor. We're excited to tell you about this freebie. Go to the website escapefromcar.com. Escapefromcar.com. All right, when we come back, how have the Russians just about defeated ISIS in less than 1 week? Wow, we'll have that. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Recent statistics show that gun sales are absolutely going through the roof. Honestly, it's no wonder today that people are buying guns in such record numbers. I just stumbled across a very, very interesting way to cash in on the explosion in firearm sales. Did you know that you can legally set up a home-based gun dealership and the cost to obtain a federal firearms license is ridiculously low? As an FFL dealer, you can even buy your own guns and ammo at wholesale. Now, if you'd like to get all of the details and the information you need to get started in a business like this, check out the website HomeGunBusiness.com. That's HomeGunBusiness.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Leave it alone, it'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. We are live on Sunday nights, of course, and the website is christianmoney.com. And I'm so excited about the downloads. We just had another record month of downloads. Every month, it just keeps going and going. And I was excited. We got the numbers in, what was it, the first or the second, we were able to get all our stats in and take a look at those and discuss those with our team here. We hit another new record of downloads. So it is interesting because the show continues to grow on all levels in terms of live listeners and how well we do over, for example, at TalkStreamLive.com, and then how we're doing on the downloads. So many of you email me and say, Jim, you're my jogging partner. You're with me working out. You're my workout partner at the gym, or you're on my iPod when I'm on my way to work. I plug you into my radio and listen to you on my commute. Hey, all of that's great, and please continue to download and share that with your friends. This story is interesting. Of course, we know what's going on now in the Middle East. If you've been following the news, the Russians decided that they were going to bring in the big guns to support Syria, the Syrian government. And sort of the agreement that occurred between Obama and Putin was that the Russians were going to target only ISIS fighters. Because what we've really got is kind of a three-prong war going on. You have the Assad government, and then you have separately the rebels. These are people that are residents of Syria, the citizenry of Syria, that is fighting Assad. Well, the U.S., we're supporting those rebels because we don't like Assad. So we're supporting those rebels. But then you have separately, you have ISIS also in the mix. So what was the deal between Russia and the U.S. is that the U.S. was going to allow Russia to bring in their air force to fight ISIS in Syria. Well, the very first strike that the Russians made were actually against the rebel fighters, which are U.S.-backed in Syria. So this has really caused quite a controversy and discussion this week. And Senator John McCain was one of the big critics of what the Russians are doing. But there is sort of a secondary story here that I find especially fascinating. And that is what is going on with the Russians' attacks on ISIS in Syria. Now, this is from the website ZeroHedge.com. And the headline is this: Russia claims ISIS now on the ropes as fighters desert after 60 airstrikes in 72 hours. So here's what's happening. Apparently, the Russians are kicking major butt, and the fighters are now running. Let me read a little bit of this to you. This is over from the website ZeroHedge.com. One question that's been asked repeatedly over the past 13 months is why Washington has been unable to achieve the Pentagon's stated goal of, quote, degrading and defeating, end quote, ISIS, despite the fact that the battle pits the most advanced air force on the planet against what amounts to a ragtag band of militants running around the desert in basketball shoes. And they are, and there's a picture of them here in basketball shoes. Absolutely. Those of a skeptical persuasion have been inclined to suggest that perhaps the U.S. isn't fully committed to the fight. And they give here two explanations. You know, why are people skeptical about the U.S. really being committed to taking out ISIS? Well, one theory is that Obama just doesn't want to get involved in another Mideast war. You know, he went after George Bush and the invasion into Iraq and made that such a big deal in his campaign. He doesn't want to get back there. He doesn't want to be another George Bush story after leaving the presidency. The other theory, which I think might be more interesting and might actually be the truth, is that the CIA created ISIS and doesn't want to destroy the group due to its value as a strategic asset. In other words, what we did was kind of like a bad guy might create a computer virus and set it loose in the computer of an enemy. We sort of created this group of bad guys called ISIS or ISIL, and we're letting them run free and wreak havoc in the Middle East because this is helping us in an indirect way to take out bad people that otherwise we might have to take out. And along the way, there's collateral damage. They're killing Christians. They're doing things maybe to governments that are more friendly to us. But we're kind of, you know, chalking that all up to just collateral damage. And in the end, these are really, these are bad guys, but there are bad guys. So that's one of the other theories, which I think is very, very interesting. But here's what I think will probably be the most perhaps perplexing outcome of this, which is, what if in a matter of a few more days, ISIS is completely wiped out, or is at least on the run and retreating, when Russia has only been after them strategically for just a matter of less than a week? How will anyone be able to explain that? And the Russians will certainly have bragging rights. Here they are. They get involved in this ISIS battle for a week, and now they've wiped out ISIS or have them on the run. According to this story, Russia has hit more than 50 ISIS targets in just 72 hours. They've conducted 60 bombing runs, and there is a state of panic among Islamic State fighters. More than 600 have reportedly already deserted due to the Russian strikes. I just think this is just extremely interesting to see how this unfolds and what will happen if Russia is able to take out ISIS in just a matter of a few days. What will that say about our military? What will that say about the conspiracy theory that maybe we really don't want to get rid of ISIS? I think it's going to confirm that, because, look, if the Russians can take them out, we can certainly take them out. I think our Air Force is clearly superior to the Russians. They may have some equality with us when it comes to nuclear weapons, but when it comes to Air Force air power, I think the U.S. is clearly superior to the Russians. So how can the Russians do this in just a few days? And we've heard all the stories. You know, you've heard the quote-unquote conspiracy theories where supposedly the ISIS group was out with 300, 400 yards of area with all of their men exposed, all of their vehicles and their weapons were all exposed in a big convoy. You've heard that story, that occasion has happened more than once, and the U.S. passed the opportunity to take them out. You know, I'm not necessarily one to jump on every one of these conspiracy bandwagons, but it really does make you wonder, why haven't we been able to take ISIS out? And this really does add fuel to the fire for those that are starting to question the U.S.'s real commitment to taking out ISIS. All right, we've got a break coming up here, but what we're going to do when we come back from the break, I want to weigh in on what happened this week with the Oregon shooting. And I'm not going to get into the same old just conservative rant about why we should have guns and why we shouldn't have new gun laws. I'm going to offer you something a little bit more interesting, a little bit more commonsensical, if you will. So stay tuned for that. We will be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. We are live on Sunday nights. The website is christianmoney.com. And I'm looking at a headline here. Is this right? This is from Newsmax. It says Jeb Bush is now polling at just 4%. Collapses behind Marco Rubio. Wow. I did not see that until just now. Man. 4%. And what has he got, like $120 million in money that he's working with? And he's in it, quote unquote, for the long haul. Very, very interesting to see what's happening in this political race. All right. Coming back from the break here, I wanted to talk about the tragedy, and it is a tragedy, what happened this week in Oregon at a small community college. A rural, small little town outside of Eugene, Oregon. And it's just, you know, you continue to hear these stories and both sides immediately line up. So you've got the liberals and the Democrats. They say, let's pass more laws. Let's take guns away from crazy people. Let's take guns away from the bad people, the criminals, and let's enforce all these laws that we have. Let's put more laws on the books. And I watched it on CNN for 2 days, all of those folks coming out of the woodwork. Then you've got the NRA type people coming out of the woodwork saying, hey, look, these are gun-free zones. People are sitting ducks. We need to let people carry guns. We need to let people have guns. And then you've got the liberals. They'll respond and say, well, look, more guns. That's really going to make us more safe, right? For us to have more guns. And this goes back and forth and back and forth. So my wife and I, we were talking about this today, and we went over to the marina where we keep our little sailboat, and we just needed to go over there today and check on our dock lines and check on our boat. We haven't been over there in about a week, so we went over there just to check on everything, and we were talking about this, and, you know, I just was thinking through all the failures of the government in the last just several months. I mean, wasn't it just a few weeks ago where some hacker was able to get into the government's personnel office records, and they were able to get all of the personal addresses, social security numbers of virtually every government employee, federal government employee, including the identities of people that are working as undercover CIA agents and so forth. And you continue to see these failures. You continue to see things like you call the IRS and your questions are answered wrong. What, 30 to 50% of the time, the hold times sometimes are so long that half the people give up and don't even stay on hold. And we just make a list of all of these government failures, one after the next, after the next, after the next. And here's what it comes down to for me. Obviously, you know, you listen to the show. I'm a conservative. I'm a gun owner. I'm a concealed carry weapons permit holder. But here's what it really comes down to for me. Who am I going to trust with my personal safety? Am I going to trust the government to pass and enforce all of the right laws to take this problem away so that no longer will we ever have anything like this happen again? My wife and I were talking about it. I said, if the government could just pass a law and stop something from happening, there should be a law passed against cancer. There should be a law passed against homes burning down. There should be a law passed against people losing their jobs, and on and on and on. But it just doesn't work that simply, does it? I mean, in the world of unicorns and rainbows that liberals live in, they can just get together, make a decision, pass a law, and all is good. But here's the problem. Even if they were able to pass these laws and implement all of this, and the background check system never failed, all of that, even if they did all that, how do you stop someone from breaking into their grandfather's gun cabinet or sneaking into their neighbor's house on a Sunday morning? Their neighbor goes off to church, and maybe they happen to know that that neighbor is a firearms owner, and they sneak into their neighbor's house and steal their guns, or they just buy a gun from a criminal. These are things that you just can't deal with from a legislative standpoint. And these people are so crazy that they're willing to die in these shootouts that they engage in. So I'm not sure that any of these answers can really work on the government side of this. And even if the government had the perfect recipe somehow to deal with this, I'm just not willing to trust them that their recipe, their system will be without failure, will be foolproof. I just don't think it will. And all it takes is one person to get through that system. And now I'm standing without my firearm up against somebody that has a firearm. And I'll tell you this, you know, the whole thing was a tragedy. And I don't want to, you know, weigh in and be a Monday morning quarterback with all the tragedy that happened. But I will mention this to you, that I did find it interesting that on an interview on CNN, they had the president of that college in Oregon, and they asked him this question, which I'm surprised that CNN had the courage to do so, but they did. They asked him, is it true that last year that your campus was contemplating whether or not to arm your security officers, and that ultimately, sir, you as the president of the college made the decision to not arm your security officers? And he said, yep, that is correct. I did make that decision. People weighed in, he said, on both sides of it, and I ultimately made the decision to not arm our security officers. So you have not only a gun-free zone for students on these college campuses all across the country, but then you also have what appears to be a gun-free policy for your security officers as well on many of these campuses. And I mean, how far away are we from Barney Fife? I mean, if you're a security guy and somebody's coming in with an automatic weapon or even a semi-automatic weapon, and you do not have a firearm, what can you possibly do? You can dial 911 like everyone else. And if you have a sprawling college campus, which is, from what I understand, this campus and many campuses are spread out like this, how long does it take for the police to get to the campus, to get to the main entrance of the campus? That's probably 5 or 10 minutes. Then they have to find the location on the campus where the shooting is taking place. That's going to be another 5 or 10 minutes. I was a college security guard. 1 year while I was in college, to make money, I was a security officer. And I mostly worked the midnight staff. I didn't have a lot of incidents. I never went up against anyone with a firearm, although I did not carry a firearm. We always had one officer on every shift that did have a firearm. It was not a student officer. It was a regular sworn officer that carried a firearm. I was only allowed to carry a big flashlight, which sort of doubled as a nightstick. I only had one physical confrontation with a student. But other than that, I didn't really run up against anything like this. I mean, nothing like this happened on our campus. But it just makes you wonder, you know, in the end, are you going to trust the government to protect you? Or are you going to put that protection in your own hands? And to me, it's just a really simple question. I mean, ultimately, how much can you really trust the government with in terms of your own well-being and your own safety? You know, there's not very much that our government does well. I mean, look at it. Look at the military is probably the only thing you could say, well, you know, we have a pretty good military, and our military is really second to none. But outside of that, what else can you really point to that you can say, you know, if I needed this service or I need this information or I need someone to take care of this problem for me, the place to go is the government? I don't know that anyone thinks that way. So why we would look to the federal government to pass laws, to implement systems, to be able to stop this problem, it's just not going to happen. So for me and my family, we take our own self-defense responsibility on personally. And that doesn't mean I don't call 911. I do, and I will, but I'm also going to have my own plan, my own protection, because it starts and ends with me. And that's why I think these gun-free zones are just crazy. All right, some big news about Walmart in its battle with Amazon.com. We'll have that for you right after this. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Have you seen websites or even heard radio ads offering guns for sale? Well, let me let you in on a little secret. Did you know that if someone buys a gun mail order, it must be shipped first to a local federally licensed firearms dealer? Now, the local dealer can make $25 to $50 for simply receiving the gun and doing the paperwork for the buyer. Now, most people don't know that they can do this. They can become a fully licensed federal firearms dealer for under $200, operate a business like this from home, and just doing these simple transfers, they can earn hundreds of dollars per week. Now, that's not all. As an FFL, you can also buy guns and ammo wholesale for yourself. Check it out today, HomeGunBusiness.com. The website, HomeGunBusiness.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRAs, Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back in hour number two. Don't miss it. Our guest is Bible prophecy guy, author, and filmmaker L.A. Marzulli. His brand new book is coming out. Apparently, it's so new, I wasn't even able to get a copy of it before the show today. It comes out, I think, tomorrow. So we weren't able to even get the copy, but I've got an outline here to interview him. But that'll be in hour number two coming up here in just a few moments. Well, do you like Walmart or do you hate Walmart? We have this conversation in our house all the time. My wife, she'll basically say this. She'll say, look, I don't like it. The lines are too long. The people, the customers are not really very nice. They're sort of rude, bumping their carts into you. It's not a really clean store. It's not a really nice store. But they got good prices. That's what my wife will always say. And I don't go to Walmart a lot. I really try to avoid it. What happened to me on Thursday, I had my printer go out, and I got really frustrated with my printer. It was one of those printers, honestly, I should not have bought a color printer because I don't ever print in color. I don't know what possessed me to buy a color printer. It's like a lot of things. It has a lot of other features you don't need, and that's what goes wrong with it. So I was having a lot of trouble with it, so I decided to try to take it apart and fix it and clean it, and I broke it, and I threw it away. So I run to Walmart, and I go into to Walmart, and I decide I need to get a cart because I'm going to be buying a printer, so I'm not going to carry that from the back of the store all the way to the front of the store. So when you walk into my Walmart, there is an area where all the carts are. And these carts are horrible. They're rusted. They've got garbage in them. They smell bad. And they're so messed up. They're so dented and twisted that you can't get them apart. So they have a worker that's stationed by the carts to break them apart to help you to get one. And normally you have to get like a second or third cart half the time because the first one they give you has a bad wheel or something's, you know, wrong with it. And so this lady, God bless her, she went to every one of the, there was four different rows of carts, and she went to every one of the four rows to try to get a cart for me. And she could not break a cart free. That's how messed up these carts are. finally, somebody brought a cart in. So a new load of carts came back in from the parking lot, and she got me one from there. So there I was in my rusty, banged-up Walmart cart. And I don't go into Walmart that much. And I just thought to myself, I looked around, and it's like, man, this store is just poorly organized. It looks bad. It's just not clean. I just like shopping over at places like Target better. And we've got a really beautiful grocery chain here in Florida called Publix. And yeah, the prices are more. But, you know, depending on what you need, you probably end up over at Walmart if you need certain items. Like in my town, we don't have a Best Buy. So you either end up at Staples, which is going to cost you an arm and a leg, or Walmart, you know, to get something like if you need a big printer or something like this. So in any case, I go to the news today researching the show, and I run across this article that's in, this is from Bloomberg, and this is all about Walmart. And let me read this to you here, just a little section of it. The headline, Walmart reaches line in sand moment in push to fix stores. Walmart's 4,600 U.S. stores are pushing to bring costs lower and improve efficiency as it faces fierce competition from Amazon.com and a slowdown in big box retail. For months, a digital clock has counted relentlessly down, minutes, hours, days, inside the headquarters of Walmart Stores Incorporated. The timer was set up after Greg Foran, head of U.S. operations, made October 1 a line in the sand for transforming Walmart into a cleaner, easier, and friendlier place to shop. And apparently Walmart is in the process of reinventing itself. And in addition to that, it cut 450 workers at its headquarters. And it really does raise some questions, you know, about the future of retail. My goodness, when you can go on the internet and go to Amazon and buy something and get free shipping if you're a member of the Amazon Prime and have that item show up on your doorstep in 2 days and the prices are just as good as Walmart, maybe even better in some cases, and you don't have to go there and go through all of that nonsense. You can even buy your groceries now from Amazon.com. So you just have to wonder if, let's go out into the future 10 years. In 10 years, will we have 4,600 of these giant stores called Walmart? I mean, maybe they'll still be around, but will they be more like a chain? I don't know if you're familiar with a chain called Trader Joe's, which I went into Trader Joe's for the first time about a week and a half ago when I was visiting my son over in Orlando. And it's set up in what's called a neighborhood grocery store format, which means you can actually walk in and find what you want in about a minute, and you can go to the checkout line and get out of there. And they have just sort of a little supply of just about everything. You know, I looked around. I didn't see, hey, there's, you know, it didn't look like anything really was missing. They just didn't have 10,000 cans of black beans on the shelf. They might have had 10 cans of black beans. And I think that Walmart is going to really have to look at the overhead involved with these giant stores. And I'll tell you what, it is just not convenient, is it? When you almost are parking so far away that you're looking for the Disney World tram to come to your car to pick you up, to bring you to the entrance of the store. And the bigger the store, the harder it is to find things, right? And it's not well staffed. You can't find someone when you're needing assistance. The lines are really, really long. In fact, when I bought this printer the other day, I was in Walmart buying this printer, and I walked right up to the 20 items or less line, and I was able to immediately pay for this and not face any line at all. And I said to the lady, I said, wow, today is my lucky day. No line. I need to buy a lottery ticket. And she laughed and I laughed because it's so rare at our Walmart that you're not standing in a 15 to 20 minute line, even if you're there to buy just one single item. All right, one other quick news story I want to get to here before we run out of time in this hour. Again, another news story I found very interesting, and I have talked about this many, many times. This is an interview that was done with the former chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke. And it's all about his view that more executives should have gone to jail for causing the Great Recession. And it's a very interesting article because he talks about all of the things that happened, for example, in the banking industry, in the mortgage industry, and what a lot of executives did in normal times, quote unquote, would have been considered crimes. People would have gone to jail. But what we're seeing happen now is that if a financial crime is committed by a large organization, by a big bank or a big mortgage company, what they're doing in the most severe cases is they're criminally charging the corporation and they're assessing a fine. Whereas if that same exact occurrence took place in a small business, in a neighborhood bank, or in a small mortgage office, they would have busted down the door and put handcuffs on the people and taken them off to jail. And so what he's talking about here is that more people should have gone to jail who were involved in the financial collapse back in 2008. And you can read the stories on and on and on. Countrywide Mortgage, what happened with, with John Corzine's commodities firm. I mean, on and on and on. These are major, major crimes that took place within the financial sector that we really couldn't, there wasn't a victim that you could say, or there wasn't a bad guy that you could say, get a picture of, like, this is the guy, like in the Madoff scandal. This is the bad guy, Bernard Madoff. These were organizations where you had maybe 20 or 30 or 50 or even 100 people that worked together in a criminal conspiracy to work outside the law, outside the financial regulations and safeguards. But none of these people went to jail. And here's what the consequence of that is. The consequence of that is that these folks are walking around. They don't have any criminal record. They don't really have any anything that would prevent them from starting another organization and doing the same thing. There is no deterrent because people can look back on the 2008 collapse and say, well, we got away with it then. We could get away with it again. But really interesting article. Check it out over at USA Today. Ben Bernanke says more execs should have gone to jail. I agree. He's 100% right on that. We'll be back after the news with our friend L.A. Marzulli. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.